Okay, I wanted to make a quick audio discussing an important point that I've been meaning to talk about actually for quite some time. Here's the issue. We received an email from a subscriber, and I'm sure he's listening to this. And we've gotten this stuff before. People that are not accustomed to our mentality or my mentality, the way I view things and so forth. Because, quite simply, folks, the world is about brainwashing you by the media to control you, to dumb you down, to exploit you. And that's the reality. You have to become an independent thinker. You don't have to be brilliant. You don't have to be a genius. You just have to keep your mind clear, keep your mind open, be patient, and always be thinking. And one of the ways to position yourself to do that is, of course, to stay away from the media. Stay away from smartphones, don't text, okay? And preferably stay away from the television. At least make it on a more limited basis. Be selective, very selective about what you watch. Don't just keep the TV on all day. Here's the point, here's the issue. An individual subscriber, I guess when he first subscribed, apparently sent an email talking about how I'm always critical of people and I'm talking about people and I shouldn't be doing that and so forth. So I got the email, it was sent to me, and the email, recently we got one from the same person. I guess it's been now 10 months, and, you know, the person was very critical and this and that and saying this and that. I think the person has, he's woken up, he sees now what's going on, and which is good. So there's two points behind this. First of all, it's going to take most people a long time to get used to our research. Don't think you're going to get instant gains in 1 year, okay? Depending upon where you're coming from, it may take you 2 or 3 years, or maybe longer, to really capitalize. Because it's all about you and your mindset. If you have been brainwashed, if you have been led astray by doctors of doom, con men, and they're all over the place, and chances are many of you have, you're going to have to recondition and cleanse your mind. And I can't do a whole lot about that. I can provide some general things to help, but at the end of the day, it's all about you, because I don't know where you've been. You know, I don't know how to specifically cleanse your mind, because I don't know what's been put into your mind. Okay, so that's the first issue, and I think that people typically will come along. The second issue, the most important issue, relates to why people typically don't like when I criticize, right, when I expose the scam artists. And the reason why is because you have to understand in the Western society, and maybe even around the world, but I know for sure the Western society, we are taught, we are indoctrinated, we are told not to be critical of people, right? Not to point the finger. And what that means is that people typically don't expose con men out there. We're taught to be optimistic, to think positive, to see the good in people. And this is being done specifically to encourage, to promote, and expand the industry of con men and charlatans. You see, this is why so many, and I run across this all the time, so many people, oh, I don't like him because he trashes other people. That's not good. Okay, so I'm not supposed to expose Alex Jones, right? I'm not supposed to expose Ron Paul, right? I'm not supposed to expose Mike Maloney or Max Kaiser or all these other morons and con men and charlatans and idiots out there. I'm not supposed to expose the idiots on CNBC, am I? I'm supposed to be nice, right? That's wrong. That's bullshit. Now, if you have that mentality, you need to get your head out of your ass. Clean your mind. I'm talking about the truth here, people. Now, you can agree to disagree with me or disagree to agree with me. I don't care. But I'm laying out the facts as I see them. And so it's different when you see someone like me expose all these guys, because who else is doing this? Nobody else is doing this. So of course it makes it look like I'm the bad guy. But remember, folks, don't shoot the messenger. Do not shoot the messenger. I'm just the messenger. I'm delivering the reality of what's going on. Don't attack me. I'm not the crook. Attack the crooks, the con men. They're the ones fucking you all. Okay? Remember that. There needs to be more people out there like me exposing all these con artists. Because America has become scam nation. Scam nation. Everywhere you look and turn, all these get-rich-quick scams. Viral marketing, internet marketing, right? YouTube bullshit. All the scams. Greatest transfer of wealth. Easy money, right? Anyway, and this has been going on, obviously, for a very, very long time. You know, one could argue it's been going on since the beginning of time. But in terms of our modern media infrastructure, this has created a huge wave. And, of course, one of the problems, and I've talked about this in the past, is that the opportunities continue to vanish for Americans. As a result, they're more lured to these con games, whether it's multi-level marketing or any other scam. So, in reality, and I'm not asking for this, but I should be put on a pedestal. I'm the only person sacrificing themselves. You think I'm making friends by exposing all these con games and con men and so forth, right? I could much more easily do so much better for myself by aligning myself with the gold charlatans. Yeah, bad dollar, good gold, right? Bankers are evil. Folks, those guys aren't talking about evil bankers. I'm the one that's exposed all that shit. So, I don't really give a damn. I'm about the truth. You understand? That's what I represent. I don't care about, you know, doing better business, making more money. That's all bullshit. That's all a bunch of dog shit to me. It's about the truth. Okay, so need to keep that in mind. This whole little speech is not going to appeal to everyone. You got to have a certain mindset and certain level of, I would call it maybe, social intellect before you can even appreciate this. Okay? So anyway, that's all I wanted to say. I'll be releasing more of these types of audios in the future to help give you an idea of what I think needs to be done to spot con games, con men, and to clear your mind. All right? So, for the subscriber who was man enough and wise enough to realize when he was wrong and to tell us about it, you know, we salute you. That's the type of mindset you need. It's okay to be wrong. It's okay to make mistakes. It's not okay to be wrong throughout your life and make mistakes throughout your life. You got to learn. So these mistakes, these errors, everybody makes errors. Everybody makes mistakes, including myself. The key thing is to constantly scrutinize yourself to try and improve yourself. And you're not going to get much improvement, if any, from all these guys out there selling you the secrets to wealth. Okay, I can guarantee you that. And you got guys out there. It's the latest scam is guys like Robert Kiyosaki and, of course, Mike Maloney, who is his underling. They want to convince you that you need to invest in yourself. You need to invest in education. Well, listen, if I'm going to invest in myself and education, it sure as hell isn't going to be by those pinheads. They have never worked on Wall Street. They don't understand the investment markets. They're clueless. They give you a bunch of bullshit. Remember, Donald Trump did the same thing. Matter of fact, he had the audacity to actually call his bullshit universities. Of course, the New York Attorney General shut his ass down on that. He had to stop that crap. Anyway, the point is, you're going to invest in education. And let me tell you something, the best bang for buck you're getting on education in the world, perhaps, related to the investment markets, is my research. Because I've been tailoring it to teach you. I might expand that into a more of an educational portal, which will be separate in the future. We'll just have to wait and see. At the end of the day, everything relies upon the number of subscribers, the number of readers we get, our reach. And if we continue to be shut out by the media, by everyone, we cannot not offer the types of resources that we want to. Because the more of a reach we have, the more revenues that come in that we can invest and spend on other resources. Keep that in mind, okay? Keep that in mind. Anyway, that's all I have to say for right now.